I've got a poem which is dedicated to someone here tonight.
Thank you.
Oh. I promise I haven't decided who it is yet. So is there anyone who always wanted a poem dedicated?
Thank you.
Yeah, Craig Walzer, Mr. Craig Walzer, ladies and gentlemen. Craig. All right.
Craig, you might regret this.
Okay, this is called poem. Poem for Craig. 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 Craig Amo, Craig Amas, Craig Amant, Craig Amatis, Craig Amanis. Every time I look at you, Craig, I am reminded of the first time we met. There is something contemporary about my affection for you, Craig. Everything I know about you seems new, unexpected, like puberty. There are so many things I wanted to say to you, but now feel no longer appropriate. Craig! Craig, this is your name. Your perfectly prescribed candle. A name that goes back to a long time before you were born. The Cray part, deriving from the old Canadian word for hallway, whilst the closing g sound, which makes it a name. Craig, we look at you. I think we all do. And something inside us dies with joy. Craig, you beat us mercilessly with your happiness. Whenever you are photographed in Paris, you are the looker, Craig. The Eiffel Tower behind you, retreating into the aperture. Craig, you are so full of love that you should be renamed Paris. And Paris should be demoted to Venice. Venice will in turn become Monte Carlo, and so on, all the way down. Luton vanishing from our maps. We treasure your perspective, Craig. Even when you say things that do not make sense, such points of view are hoarded like early forgeries of Matisse, worth more than the original to the right character. When you do it, it is called art. When we do it, it is called destruction of public property. And when you email a funny JPEG to your friends, I can see them going rabid with their love for you. Whenever we think of you, we get one extra bar of reception on our phones. Everyone in this bookshop will be dead in 100 years, and this barely matters, because you have blessed this chair with your untimely arrival, like a decadent booby-trapped chandelier. Your eyes like melting ice cubes, your lips cinema premieres, your hair the sense of a job well done. Last night, whilst writing this poem, I scrunched up the first draft into a ball and made a perfect origami replica of your head. So realistic that I could not sleep knowing it was out there in the darkness, staring at my bedroom door through its cracked glass. Craig, if you did not exist, it would be necessary to invent you. On Craig Day, we would descend on your hometown like jackals, wearing Craig masks from randomly chosen moments of your life. Men with hard faces would stand outside your school, selling t-shirts, detailing apocryphal statements attributed to you. Craig, saving a child's life would be called going for a Craig. And eBay would crumble under the weight of objects that you have touched. If it had been you that had defeated Skeletor. Then perhaps we'd carry around small plastic Craigs in our rucksacks as children. When many years later we found you in the attic, you would remind us cruelly of our youth and how you could do this to us. It's beyond my comprehension. How could you be so perfect and yet refuse to stop time and let us love you forever? You with your perfect life, like one long, low-budget Richard Linklater film. You, Craig, as cute as a duck pond. So we must warn children against drowning in your beauty. And it is unclear yet whether you are responsible for the end of the world, Craig, my dearest friend. This century has given us bigger mysteries. But you, Craig, are its most interesting. I will spend the rest of the night trying to work out what it was I should have said to you. And for that, Craig, I can never forgive you.
You deserve your plane ticket. Very nice. That was fun.
Occasionally when I've done it, when it's come out badly and it's ended up being like a very young girl.